All right. In the headlines, Barbados preparations for the hosting of tomorrow's Men's T20 Cricket World Cup ready. Barbadians in the numbers display the national colours on National Flag Day. A weather system to the east is now a tropical depression. The private sector closely monitoring the weather situation, and a man charged for last week's fatal stabbing at Seclusion Gardens in Blackrock. This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. Barbados officials have declared the country ready to host tomorrow's final of the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley says she is generally satisfied with how Barbados has handled the staging of the global event, and she was to meet with cricket officials today to discuss future opportunities. The Prime Minister was speaking at an event today where Mount Gay and Staithes West Indies Distilleries presented her with two commemorative rum editions honouring the achievements of CARICOM over the past 50 years.
I think generally we've had a good tournament. I think there's some issues for us to reflect upon when the tournament is finished, and I won't address those on the eve of the tournament, but we'll do so subsequent to the hosting of the tournament. But I think that we have acquitted ourselves well. I want to thank Barbadians, and I want to thank those particularly who were on the front line of allowing us to be a good host for this event.
The Prime Minister believes opportunities may open up for local cricketing talent.
I hope to meet with wider cricket officials later today and to discuss possibilities for the future. I think that you know that the government of Barbados is committed to nurturing that ecosystem that we have that goes not just from batsmen and bowlers and cricketers on the field, but beyond the boundary in many instances, and even within the field, groundsmen and umpires and different other things, because we believe that our saying global citizens with Bajan roots is not an idle saying, and that we are in a position to help produce even more and to allow people to earn a living substantively.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The Barbados Police Service says it is well prepared to handle tomorrow's T20 final. Police Public Affairs and Communications Officer Inspector Rodney Innes notes that there are special provisions for traffic management and urges the public to cooperate.
We're excited about it. We're well prepared for it. All aspects of our policing duties are there, especially the traffic management, which will affect each and everyone coming to the Kensington Oval. We've put a number of diversions in place for tomorrow, anticipating the whole listing of events. But we are quite satisfied. We are very satisfied in that we have enough personnel on the ground, and we ask for the public's interaction, that they will comply with all the directions of police officers seeking to help them and help move the traffic smoothly. There will be backup, and we are asking drivers, pedestrians, road users alike to comply with the police officers and do what they know is best.
Police Public Affairs and Communications Officer Inspector Rodney Innes. The police have charged 30-year-old Deshaun Harper of First Avenue, Lower Wavell Avenue, Blackrock, St. Michael, for the murder of Jermaine Babb, who was stabbed to death in the early hours of last Friday morning. The stabbing allegedly occurred during a fight at a karaoke session that was being held at Seclusion Gardens. The accused, Deshaun Harper, appeared before Magistrate Manila Renee at the District A Magistrate's Court yesterday and has been remanded to Dodds Prison. He's scheduled to reappear in court on Thursday, July the 25th. Barbadians have been proudly displaying their national colours, blue, yellow and black, on National Flag Day today. This forms part of the welcome activities for visitors arriving for the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup Final.
We were very excited to put them all together today. Well, pretty excited, even though the West Indies didn't make it to the final, but I'm pretty excited about that as well. My son would have been there on the second day with his classmates, very excited about cricket, so I was glad that he had that opportunity.
I think it's something that should be continued, something that every Barbadian should be proud of doing. We are a proud nation, and we should be proud of what we do to promote our nation.
Be proud, you know, just hearing this flag there, notice that our colors, you got to come out and show support for one another. Wreck the colors. Just so that West Indies look out. But yes, oh yeah, you know, you will be watching us. We have to really put on a really good show for those people. They know Barbados is a place to be.
Meantime, visitors from India are looking forward to the finals clash between South Africa and India tomorrow. One Indian fan told Starcom Network News he's happy to be here to see the match live.
We are very happy to come to Barbados, a good place, very good people. People are very humble, they take care. Even the taxi drivers are very good. We are very happy to be in Barbados. We are very excited for the finals. And we all know that India can beat anyone. So India has become a superpower in cricket. We will win tomorrow's match.
A visiting cricket fan from India. Local and international forecasters expect that the tropical wave to the east could be a tropical storm or possibly even Hurricane Beryl by the time it reaches here on Monday morning. According to the AccuWeather Hurricane Center, conditions are very favorable for the system's development.
The tropical wave has developed into Tropical Depression 2. The Barbados Meteorological Services continues to closely monitor the newly upgraded tropical depression located near 9.1 degrees north, 41.9 degrees west, or about 1,225 miles or 1,970 kilometers east-southeast of Barbados at 5 p.m. today. A tropical storm watch may be issued by Saturday morning, the 29th of June. The system is expected to affect Barbados late Sunday night, the 30th of June, into Monday, July 1st. As a result, there is the possibility of flash flooding and storm force winds impacting the island during that time. Additionally, a small craft and high surf warning are currently in effect for above normal sea swells. The public is encouraged to monitor the BMS, Department of Emergency Management, and the Government Information Services websites and their respective social media networks for further updates. The tropical depression has shown significant signs of organization over the past few hours and is likely to be upgraded to a tropical storm by tomorrow as it moves towards the west at 17 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour. Model consensus continues to track the system just south of Barbados early Monday morning, July 1st.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, tells Starcom Network News the local business sector is closely monitoring the weather situation, noting that at times in the past, Barbados has been taken by surprise.
Obviously monitoring this very, very, very closely because how far up it is and the possibility that it may spin up into a tropical storm. So this is something obviously that we need to watch very carefully. I think it's the storms that we've had at this time of year in previous years, I think have taken us maybe a bit by surprise. They've woken us up. So I think now, at this point, until we hear differently, I think people will be taking just their normal preparation and precautions.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. And finally, Joe Biden gave a stumbling performance in a 90-minute showdown with Donald Trump in the first television debate of the 2024 U.S. presidential election campaign. Democrats expressed unease at the president's performance, with party insiders saying his early answers triggered panic. Top Biden allies told the BBC his campaign team overworked the president and there is concern at senior level over his performance. Former special advisor to the president, Barack Obama, Van Jones, described the performance as painful.
That was painful. I love Joe Biden. I work for Joe Biden. He didn't do well at all. He did not do well at all. That's a good man. He loves his country. He's doing the best that he can. But he had a test to meet tonight. To restore confidence of the country and of the base, and he failed to do that. And I think there's a lot of people who are going to want to see him consider taking a different course now. We're still far from our convention, And there is time for this party to figure out a different way forward if he will allow us to do that.
Former special advisor to President Barack Obama, Van Jones. And in the headlines, Barbados preparations ready for the hosting of tomorrow's men's T20 ICC Cricket World Cup final. Barbadians in their numbers display the national colours on National Flag Day. A weather system to the east is now a tropical depression. The private sector closely monitoring the weather situation, and a man charged for last week's fatal stabbing at Seclusion Gardens in Black Rock. That's the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp at me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.